Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear sisters, dear faithful. Today's introit, taken from the Epistle to St. James, is there to remind us of the most important thing we should understand, we need to understand. Why are we here in this world? Why did God make us? What's the reason? What reason did he have for creating us? What does he want in creating us? What does he hope for in making us, in bringing us into existence in this world? And it is, as St. Paul tells us in one of his epistles, to become a beginning, a part even, of his glory. Our lives are meant to procure the greater glory of God before anything else, before our own personal whatevers. We are made for the glory of God. And in the world today and present society, which is endemic with its culture of selfishness and self-seeking, we need to remind ourselves of this fundamental truth. We are made for God. The reason that we exist, the reason for everything, is because of God. There is no other reason. That is the reason. And we need to understand it and truly take it on board to live it. This truth. We are made for God. Our lives, through the gifts that God gives us, by knowing and loving him as he is, are meant to be turned towards him. And being supernatural isn't about saying devotion after devotion after devotion and not doing your duty of state. It's about a life by the gifts that God gives, supernatural, turned towards God, not turned away from God, towards this creation, this world by itself, ourselves, but turned and consciously turned and making the effort to turn ourselves always more and more towards God by knowing him and by loving him. That is the reason we are in this world. It's to know and love God. There is no other reason for us being here. And that reason God wants us to help us fulfill by the gifts he gives us. Gifts which are beyond our nature, which truly turn us towards him. Gifts of faith, the gift of charity, the virtue of charity, of hope, all the moral virtues we are given, all of the gifts of the Holy Ghost that we are given at the very beginning by our baptism. They are to turn us more and more towards God and towards his glory. To understand that truth really is going to be the biggest lesson we have to learn in our lives. We are meant for God, and we must turn ourselves constantly, consciously, and with effort, very often, towards him, in knowing him and loving him by the gifts he gives us. And particularly on this Sunday, perhaps to try and do our best to better understand the wonderful gift of faith that we've been given. The virtue of faith. What is this gift coming down from above? St. James tells us it is the word of truth. Of truth. Our Lord tells us in the Gospel through the apostles that the Advocate, the Paraclete, will teach you all truth. Whatever he hears of me, he will declare to you. All truth. St. James tells us also in the same epistle, this word is engrafted into our souls. It becomes almost part of us. When you graft something onto another thing, it becomes almost the other thing. It receives its life from the other thing. In this case, we are meant to receive the light of truth from God by the gift of faith engrafted in us. To give us that light which God means us to have, which comes down from God. Revelation comes from God. It does not come from our human nature. It doesn't come from within ourselves. It isn't a religious feeling or sentiment. It isn't vital immanence, as the modernists would have. It comes from God. And then, through being accepted by grace, yes, is within us. But it comes from God. It comes down from heaven because it is God revealing himself through this gift. Through the truths which he reveals through this gift, God reveals himself. It is the most wonderful of gifts. You can't compare anything to it, because through it, God, as he truly is, shows himself to us, to our minds, even by these truths that are way beyond our natural powers, by the gift of the faith. We do know them. We can't yet see God, but we know God by the truths that he reveals. And why does he reveal himself? To be loved. Simple truth. To be loved. In revealing himself as he truly is, to then bring and draw our love towards him. Firstly by the gift of faith, and then of course perfected by the gift of charity, and helped always by the gift, the virtue of hope. Faith is a supernatural gift. It doesn't come from our nature. It's beyond us. But it enables us to believe all that God has revealed without doubting. Not because of the intrinsic truth that we see in the things that God reveals, because they are beyond us, they are of God, but because of the authority of God which he engages in revealing them. God cannot be fooled, and he cannot fool. He reveals the truth. Truth, divine truth, the light of truth, which by grace we believe. We are helped by grace in the act of faith to believe upon the authority of God. And St. James tells us in today's epistle again that we have to receive this gift with meekness. In the act of faith, there is a good part of humility in understanding that God is way beyond us, and yet in his grace and his goodness gives us these truths to believe. That we receive with meekness, with humility, to believe them. And all of these gifts, these lights that God gives us through the virtue of faith, give us to know God. The faith is not fundamentally, to begin with, about confidence in God or trusting God. It's about knowing God, revealed to this, which we're supposed to be using more often than we do. Our minds, which make us the image of God, revealing the truth of himself to our minds through the gift of faith, who he is, and the truths he wants us to know for our salvation, to bring us to heaven, that we need to know to come to heaven. The Psalms tell us, in thy light we shall see light. Now, when you look at the sun, and don't do it too often when you can see it on better days than this, you can't actually see sunlight. You see the effects to do with clouds and perhaps the atmosphere and air and everything else. Sunlight isn't seen. It's just by what you can see. It enables us to see. Without light, there'd be no sight. Faith enables us to know God, not yet to see him. St. Paul tells us we know him as yet through a dark glass. It's not clear. It's not fully clear. It's meant to be one day in heaven by seeing God, the vision of God. But it's a true knowledge of him. And it won't be any different to what we will see in God, hopefully, for all eternity. God revealed by the gift of faith, the beginning, perhaps, of this vision of God within us. And who gives us this gift of faith? Who brings us this gift of faith? Our Lord Jesus Christ. It's his gift which he gives us. The incarnate word. He gives us his word. He gives us what he sees in his Father. He reveals it to us particularly through the working of the Holy Ghost. He reveals these truths to us. It is His gift to give. And therefore, of course, we must always use this gift through focusing upon our Lord. If we want to know God, we want to see the perfections of God by the gift of faith, we have to contemplate our Lord. Not make the mistake of somehow believing that we, clever people that we are, will forget our Lord and go straight to the essence of the divinity by ourselves, by our own considerations, bypassing our Lord. That's a big mistake to make. St. Teresa of Avila says it is a big mistake. You're meant to see the perfections of God, His infinite wisdom, His goodness, His powerfulness in the revelation given to us by our Lord. In our Lord is how we are meant to come to know even better all these wonderful things in God. Our Lord says His Father seeks for those who adore Him in truth, in spirit and in truth. Now, our prayers, it's important to ask God for things. It is. He wants us to. He tells us to. Give us this day our daily bread. We mustn't forget the most important thing in prayer isn't to ask. It's actually to adore. It's to be before God and in adoring Him, to love Him. And that has to be in our prayers. And not just always asking God for things, and usually things He doesn't want to give us because they wouldn't help us to get to heaven, but actually to adore Him. That prayer of quiet, which isn't of doing nothing, but actually adoring God. Peacefully adoring God. It needs to be part of our prayers. We're given the gift of faith to bring us to this prayer in spirit and in truth, to adore God as He truly is. St. Vincent Ferrier tells us that we must remind ourselves always, we have to make proportionate our love and worship of God to His infinite perfections. You can see we've got a lot to do. We have to make our love and worship proportionate to the infinite perfection of God, revealed to us by the gift of faith, and even more so, revealed to us by the gifts God gives us, to see that infinite bountifulness, the generosity of God shown towards us. Our love and worship has to grow towards that infinite perfection and generosity of God. That's what God wants from us. It's the real meaning of our lives, to become truly part of this praise of God. Why God made us, why He loves us. Become part of that adoration and praise of Himself by knowing Him and loving Him. Now, what do we need to understand? First of all, we need to persevere in the faith. Now, some of you say, well, Father, we're okay. You know, we'll be okay. Father, what are you talking about? What do you know anyway? We're okay. That's why we're here. Because we're the ones who are okay. Well, good luck to you. We need to persevere in the faith. And persevering in the faith isn't meant to necessarily be the most easiest thing you've ever done in your life. It probably, for most of us, if we get to heaven, will be the most difficult thing we ever had to do in our lives, is to persevere in the true faith, the true knowledge of God, and remain faithful to that revelation of God Himself given to us by the gift of faith. Perseverance in the faith is not something we should take for granted, because many who didn't persevere. We have to pray for that grace to persevere in this wonderful gift of knowing God through the divine gift of faith. And equally, we have to want to bring others to that faith. It really isn't just about my little soul and my little comfort zone and my little whatever. It is not about that. It is about the praise and the glory of God and bringing all souls to know Him and love Him. That is a Catholic mindset. That is the Catholic attitude, which is a missionary attitude, wanting to bring souls to the light of truth, to God himself revealed through faith. It isn't a question about believers, unbelievers. Those words are meaningless. It's about those who have been given and received the gift of divine faith, and those who please God have yet to still receive it. And we must be doing our best by our prayers and by our lives and by our words to bring them to that gift of faith. St. Paul tells us the faith is ex audito, what you hear. And it's no coincidence, because the faith hasn't been taught for so long that faith is now so absent from so many people's lives in the Catholic Church and outside of the Catholic Church. Now, we can't just pretend that we're going to wake up and say, how did this all happen? It's awful. It happened because the faith wasn't taught. Fides ex auditu. The faith wasn't lived. The faith didn't seem to be something that we had to give to others, bring others to as being vital to their salvation, but something which is a bit better than theirs. No. Let's not ourselves in any way be fooled or give in to a false ecumenism about other so-called faiths. The Psalms tell us, and these words are strong, but they are revealed, the gods of the heathens are devils. They lead away from the true faith. They lead away from God. We have to be convinced there is only one way to God, which is through his incarnate Son and the revelation he brings of God. We have to be absolutely convinced of that truth to bring it to others. Otherwise, well, you know, you want to believe that, I want to believe this. Oh, we'll be happy together and just get on really nicely together and be nice and warm and cozy. That isn't the Catholic faith. It isn't. It's a caricature. It's a horrible distortion of what the Catholic faith is meant to be. We need to want to bring others to this divine light, which shows them God, and through showing them truly God, then helps them to love him as he is. The next thing we need to ask for is a true spirit of faith. This is more difficult than perhaps to begin with a clear thing, persevering in the faith, spreading the faith. Spirit of faith, what's this? To try more and more consciously to through the gift of faith, understand what God wants. Through the gifts of the Holy Ghost, to understand what he wants from us, where he's trying to lead us, how he's trying to lead us, which is to heaven. But to see beyond the horizon of this world. If we are absolutely absorbed in the things of this world, and it is so easy to become absorbed in the things of this world, we don't have a way of looking beyond them anymore. We're just wrapped up in them. We're lost in them. We're blind in them. Our Lord warns us that some do prefer darkness to the light. Wrapped up in the things of this world and even things which displease God and are evil in this world, to the extent that we just forget about God. God really isn't part of it anymore. He's sort of in the background, but nowhere else. We have become not merely in the world, of the world. And that can happen to all of us. Please do not think because we're here that couldn't happen to us. That would be a great presumption to make. It can happen because all of us are frail, all of us are sinners. We have to be alert and on our guard to constantly turn our lives more and more towards God and not away from him, because the path that leads to hell is paved with good resolutions, as you know. And St. John Bosco, when he had this vision of the path leading to hell, it was like a path going downwards that got steeper and steeper and steeper. In the end, you couldn't stop yourself. Boom, 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 until you hit the very hot door of hell. It's a slippery slope that we have to always be vigilant to avoid giving in to and getting so used to that really God is not part of our lives anymore in reality. You may give him lip service, you might give him some external sort of conformity to something, but he's not really part of anything else anymore. Be careful of that. To actually grow in the spirit of faith by turning ourselves more and more towards him consciously by the gifts he has given us, of faith, hope, and charity. Also to ask the Lord to increase our faith. I don't know how honest you want to be about this, but let's be honest. Most of us must have some idea about our faith that it isn't always, or doesn't always feel like it's rock solid. You know, you couldn't break this. If we do think that, I wonder how truthful it is. Most of us have the impression our faith is pretty, sometimes a little bit weak. And that's probably closer to the truth than anything else, and understanding that. But we need to ask our Lord to increase our faith, strengthen our faith. Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. I think that's everyone's prayer when they've actually started to be honest about things. Help thou my unbelief. Give me more faith. And particularly in our trials and our difficulties, give me faith. Give me faith to see you truly in this as well. To see you being present, wanting to help me in this. To see you through the gift of faith as you reveal yourself to be the truest of friends. You tell me through the gift of faith, I could not hope for a truer friend than thou, Lord. Well, help me to pray to our Lord, knowing through faith he really does love us and he really does want us to be in heaven. To understand our consolation has to be sought in him. Now, we're going to try and look for everywhere else, and not only will we waste our time, but we'll probably just suffer more. Our consolation is meant to be found in our Lord himself, through turning towards him. Today's prayer from the Mass tells us, reminds us, amidst the various changes of the world, may our hearts remain fixed where true joys abide. To try and fix our hearts in our Lord, where true joys, no matter what, really should always be and be found and give us happiness. So to conclude, after too many things which have been said, to thank our Lord for every good gift he gives us, which comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no change or alteration. Particularly to thank him for the gift of faith, of the faith, the true faith, which reveals God as he is to us. Ask for the graces we need to persevere in the faith. Please do not take it for granted we will persevere in the faith. We may not. Without prayer, we won't. Pray for those graces for all of us and for everyone to persevere in this gift. To want more and more the spirit of faith, to follow God's will as he shows us in his divine providence. The faith also works with the things that are happening in our lives and around us to show us God what he wants. To show that to us through the gift of faith and the gifts of the Holy Ghost. To remember in the Gospel that blind man that came up to our Lord asking to be healed. He didn't ask for lots of things. He asked for one thing. Our Lord asked him, what do you want me to do? And the man said, Lord, that I may see. And the man received his sight. That should be our prayer. Lord, that I may see, through these gifts of faith particularly, to know God, to know him as he is, to love him, and to then turn our lives more and more towards him, knowing where our true treasure lies. And in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen.